ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2, द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन, चैप्टर 6, पुरुषा सूक्त कन्फर्म, पार्ट 1, वर्सेस 1-17, The Universal Form of the Lord. Lord Brahma then said to his son Narada Muni, "The mouth of the Virat Purusha, or Universal Form of the Lord, is the generating center of the voice, and the controlling deity is fire. His skin and 6 other layers are the generating centers of the Vedic hymns, while his tongue is the productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigods, the forefathers, and the general mass of people. His 2 nostrils are the generating centers of our breathing and of all other airs. His smelling powers generate the Ashwini Kumar demigods and all kinds of medicinal herbs. And his breathing energies produce different kinds of fragrance. His eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms, and they glitter and illuminate. His eyeballs are like the sun and the heavenly planets. His ears hear from all sides and are receptacles for all the Vedas, and his sense of hearing is the generating center of the sky and of all kinds of sound. His bodily surface is the breeding ground for the active principles of everything and for all kinds of auspicious opportunities. His skin, like the moving air, is the generating center for all kinds of sense of touch and is also the place for performing all kinds of sacrifice. The hairs on his body are the cause of all vegetation, particularly of those trees which are required as ingredients for sacrifice. The hairs on his head and face are reservoirs for the clouds, and his nails are the breeding ground of electricity, stones, and iron ores. The Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of living entities who protect the general mass of people. Thus, the 4 steps of the Lord are the shelter for the upper, lower, and heavenly planets, as well as for all that we may need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. From the Lord's genitals originate water, semen, generatives, rains, and the procreators. His genitals are that cause of pleasure which counteracts the distress of begetting. O Narada, the evacuating outlet of the universal form of the Lord is the abode of Mitra, the controlling deity of death. This evacuating hole, or the rectum of the Lord, is the place of envy, misfortune, death, hell, etc. The back of the Lord is the place for all kinds of frustration and ignorance, as well as for immorality. From his veins flow the great rivers and rivulets, and on his bones are stacked the great mountains. The impersonal feature of the Lord is the abode of great oceans, and his belly is the resting place for the materially annihilated living entities. His heart is the abode of the subtle material bodies of living beings. Thus, it is known by the intelligent class of men. Also, the consciousness of that great personality is the abode of religious principles, whether it be mine, yours and those of the four bachelors, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandana. That consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. So beginning from me, Lord Brahma, down to you, Narada, and Bhava, or Lord Shiva, all the great sages who were born before you, the demigods, the demons, the nagas, the human beings, the birds, the beasts, as well as the reptiles, etc., and all phenomenal manifestations of the universes, namely the planets, stars, asteroids, luminaries, lightning, thunder, and the inhabitants of the different planetary systems, namely the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Yakshas, Rakshas, Bhutaganas, Uragas, Pashus, Pittas, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and all other different varieties of living entities, including the birds, beasts, trees, and everything that be, are all covered by the universal form of the Lord at all times, namely past, present, and future. Although He is transcendental to all of them, eternally existing in His form as Paramatma or Supersoul, not exceeding 9 inches. So, just as the sun illuminates both internally and externally by expanding its radiation, similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His universal form, maintains everything in the creation, both internally and externally. Recorded February 10, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. It's so hard not to think of me and everything is simply meant to be just for me to have and for me to enjoy and everything is simply just my choice. Open up my eyes and see just who I am. If I try a little harder, I know that I can. I'm the servant, not the master. When I understand, I'll get Krishna's only trying to help me see He's in control and it's not me. Just how long it takes is really up to me. Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah. Who I am if I try a
I'm the servant, not the master.